Brian and Tricia, Quixie 98.3. Congratulations to our latest Impossible Question winner.
That's Valerie Hill and her daughter from Flaherty. This should be washed a few times a year, but most people don't do it. And the answer is pillow.
Now, we don't wash our pillows, but here is why. We use zip-up pillow covers over them.
Yeah.
And then we wash the pillowcases and the covers, but we don't wash the pillows.
The pillow that I have cannot be washed. It is one of those like memory foam kind of pillows. Mm. And I don't think that would go in the washer. I think it would get it all messed up. And I don't know if you can wash memory foam things. I've never tried to wash it, but it has the cover over it. So you just take that zip-off cover off. And
then zip-off cover, I think, is plasticized on the inside.
Yes.
Or so, has some sort of a
barrier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what you wash. And with you, like you, you know, with the pillow cover, that's what we have on the other pillows in the house too. So those get washed. Probably not as often. I know, I could tell you, I don't wash them two or three times a year. I wash them when I think of it. It's like, oh, that probably
And right
be
now
washed.
You probably are thinking about
this weekend,
it.
They're going to get washed.
You're like, everybody bring me those pillow covers.
Yeah.
It's a pillow cover washing day. And then everybody will be like, these smell so fresh.
Are That's these new pillows?
They
no,
are
they're
fresh.
Just clean. How often do you wash yours? Don't say two or three times a year because I'm not going to believe you.
It's probably about every third or fourth time we wash the sheets. So
stop it.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah, yeah.
So like once a month? Because don't you wash sheets once a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So probably about once a month. Maybe every 5 weeks. It's not, yeah. Well, we probably wash them 10 times a year.
Surely,
we'll wear them out.
Surely you are odd man out here.
No.
I cannot be the only person that
okay,
doesn't
it's not
do
that
this
I,
often.
Let's be honest here. Donna is the clean one. Donna washes them. I never remember.
I need to go home and get people off their pillows and wash them right now.
Yeah. Dino, get up. Get off that pillow. Oh, Mom. Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Hey. So I was just listening, and Trisha said she got a memory foam pillow and you can't wash it. Okay, so we wash everything new when we bring it in the house.
Uh-huh.
And we have those like memory foam bamboo pillows. So it's like the chunks of memory foam.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever. And I washed one time and it was super, super heavy when I took it out of the washer, and it took like 2 days to dry it in the dryer.
Oh my goodness. Like running nonstop. You keep hitting start again.
Yes, it was awful. So, yeah, definitely never wash your memory foam.
I'm just thinking mine is like one of those pillows that has the, it's
the
contoured pillow.
The contour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if I stuck that in the washing machine, I feel like it would be wedged in there, you know, and then it would just be, it would mess up my washing machine.
It would swell up like one of those, like you get a little dinosaur when you're a kid and you put it in the water and it's like 9 times bigger and it fills up the whole glass.
Yep.
You've been with a crowbar trying to pry it out of the washing machine.
Okay, well, I
and
do
it
have...
would weigh 87 pounds when you took it out.
Yeah.
I do have a question for you. How often do you wash your pillows or your pillowcase or your pillow covers?
I think probably 2 or 3 times a year. I just stick it in the dryer because I figure if there's anything in it, it's going to die in the dryer.
Okay, see, I have done that. I have a sanitize option on the dryer. And that's how I will do the pillows. But as far as washing them, no, not.
Well,
that.
I have to wash those covers because I'll drool and it leaves like a weird mark on them. And it's I fell asleep with a cough drop in my mouth once, and it looked like I had a bloody nose. It was just all over.
That's disgusting.
All red. Yep.
Yep.
Who is this?
Weird. This is Tabby.
Well, thanks for calling and sharing with us.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
You too.
1, 2, 3.
Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Yes, my mom would sit there and pretty much every single day she'll change out her sheets, her pillowcases, and blankets, all washed. But every 6 months she rearranges furniture in my mom and dad's house.
What? So every day she washes sheets?
Yep, because, I mean, well, we have dogs, and she can't stand the fur.
Wow.
She's a busy lady.
Yeah, so, and she's, I mean, don't take me, don't get it wrong, but she is a clean freak.
Okay. Well, now rearranging the furniture every 6 months, does it ever end up back in the same position that it was at some point?
Always.
Okay. Because I'm thinking, how many varieties can you make in your house with rearranging furniture?
It is crazy. Ever since I was a kid, it was every 6 months.
Now you, how often do you wash your pillows or your pillowcase?
I can't wash my pillows because they're feather.
Oh, okay.
And so I wash the pillowcases and everything like that, like every 2 months.
Okay. Well, 2 months, that's good for you. I mean, that's more than the average probably. You're not talking about a pillowcase. You're talking about the cover, like the zippered cover that goes over it.
No, just regular pillowcases.
Pillowcases, okay.
Yeah, pillowcases and sheets and stuff like that. And because my old man, like, Brian, he drools.
Oh, so you might need to wash every day like your mom does. Every 2 months might not be enough.
My kids drool, and so does he, and he don't want to admit it at all.
It's hard to deny, though, when there's like a drool stain right there by your head.
Yeah, it is. He says, I don't drool. I don't. Yeah, you do.
Now, who is this?
It's Kelsey.
All right.
Enjoy your wet feather pillows, Kelsey.
Thank you.
We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Tricia. We got into a conversation because of the impossible question. Actually, the impossible question was, this should be washed a few times a year, but most people don't do it. And the answer is pillows.
Now, in my house, we never wash the pillows because we use pillow covers.
The zippered ones, yes.
So they're sealed and the pillows never actually get touched by us. So we wash the pillowcases every time we wash the sheets.
Yes.
And the pillow covers get washed, I don't know, probably 8-10 times a year easily.
Okay, so I don't wash the pillows. I have sanitized the pillows. We have a sanitize option in the dryer.
Mm-hmm.
So I have done that. But as far as actually physically washing the pillows, that doesn't happen very often. I do wash the cover, the zippered cover on the pillows. When it needs it, I kind of feel like, you know when it needs it. But I don't ever keep track. I mean, it's not two or three times a year, probably. Maybe it needs it more often. But I do wash the pillow cases.
When it gets up and crawls to the laundry room
on
its
own. Oh, that's disgusting. Ugh. I wash pillow cases.
If you can stand
time.
It up on its end and it stays, you know it's time to wash
that's
it.
That's disgusting. Oh, so I wash sheets once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so
pillow only your cases. Face is disgusting.
Pillowcases get washed once a week as well.
But they're dirty the second you put them back on because you get that nasty pillow cover.
No, stop it. Stop it. That's disgusting.
We've talked about this numerous times, though. What's an acceptable level of clean to you might be horribly disgusting to somebody else.
Right. We had a caller this morning who washes her sheets every 2 months.
Every 2 months.
Pillowcases and sheets every 2 months.
And
her mom, on the other hand, washes them every day.
Because they have dogs and her mom thinks that it's gross.
Yeah. So we put it on Facebook and we've asked people, how often do you wash your pillows? Pillows or the zippered pillow cover? And several people have said they just buy new ones. They just buy new pillows.
Hmm.
Some people say they wash their pillows monthly. Some people say every time the sheets are washed, they wash the pillows. So anyway, but a lot of people say they just buy new pillows.
Yeah.
I'm particular about my pillow. My pillow is a contour pillow just because I needed it for my neck, my head. So,
because we're so old now that we can hurt ourselves sleeping.
When I had to go to physical therapy because yes. I had an injury because of the way I was sleeping. Physical therapy for months because of this injury from the sleeping wrong.
It's not funny, but it's hilarious.
Well, no, after the fact, I mean, it's like, seriously? Okay, that's all it was after going to several doctors and stuff. So having many tests done, and they sent me to physical therapy, and they're like, yeah, it's your neck.
My friend Lowell broke some ribs sneezing just a couple of years ago.
Oh, good grief.
It was a pretty violent sneeze.